Thanks for downloading this episode of PB Mini Bites. We hope that it encourages and challenges you as a leader.
Hey, Andy, can you read lips?
No.
I can't either. And I feel like I make a big deal about this all the time because my wife tries. Like, we're somewhere across the room. Yeah. She's looking at me. Yeah. And she gets more and more dramatic, like bigger, you know, her mouth is, I don't know, whatever she's doing, she's like trying to help me out. But I think I've already decided in my brain, I don't know how to do this.
So, yeah.
I don't know what you're saying.
And the motions, hand motions, only get bigger and more intense.
Yeah, I just get more frustrated. And I've kind of like responded back with a dramatic, I don't read lips, like pointing to
my
mouth.
Whoa. So you're making her read your lips.
She must know how if she's trying to get me to do it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Actually, just the other day I was at Nordstrom Rack and I could see this guy across the room and his face looked incredulous. Like his mouth was open, his eyes were bugging out, and it just looked like he was sort of in shock and dismay, kind of disgusted about something. And it was in an aisle where I'm walking, so I'm getting closer to him. And as I pass him, I can hear what he's saying to his children. And it's like, who pays $90 for a pair of Levi's? And it just cracked me up because it matched. Like, the incredulous look matched the words that he was saying.
Okay, yeah.
But sometimes our faces don't match what we're saying.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, have you ever watched somebody say, I'm sorry, but their face didn't say it?
Like my kids? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah. So, you know, we're in the communication business. It's a big part of what we do. We're always communicating. I mean, maybe I should say we're in the people business, but regardless, we're constantly communicating, talking with people. And I have a little device to help give stronger, more legitimate, honest communication. It's to put the mute button on.
Okay.
And what I mean by that is to take a look at what you look like when you can't hear the words.
Mm-hmm.
And one way to do that, obviously, is to record, to video yourself.
Right.
Anyone who's ever been in a speech class knows that that's part of the class. Like, you have to watch the tape.
Everybody hates it. Part of the class.
Yeah. Yeah. But really, I mean, just even if it's in your mind, to pause for a moment and go, wait, what is it that I look like right now?
Mm-hmm.
What is my face communicating? Is it communicating the same thing? You know, without words, what message are we sending?
Yeah.
Facial expression, body posture, number of different things. What is it that physically I'm communicating, not with words, but with my face and my body?
Right.
You know, is it anger or is it joy? Is it peaceful or stressed out? Excited or tired? I got the best news ever, or I'm not impressed.
Yeah, right.
I think about this a lot in the church because I feel like we should have the best news ever. I mean, it's called the gospel, the good news. And yet sometimes I feel like that's not really what's communicated.
Right,
you know?
Right.
I've watched people go up before in church and say something about, we're going to do this now, and this is great. But regardless of the adjectives, if the face doesn't match, there's something wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I think a lot of times in communicating, people maybe can't actually hear us. Maybe they're distracted with their own thoughts, or our words are foreign to them. They don't really get it, especially in the church world. We have a lot of churchy words people aren't used to. So it's so important. What does our face say? What is the message that we're actually sending without words? When the mute button is on, what is it that we're communicating? A long time ago, back in the day, I've told the story before, but it was playing drums, and I wasn't very good, so I had to concentrate a lot. But my concentration look is a sort of furrowed brow, I guess maybe a little bit angry. Anyway,
serious?
Somebody asked me afterwards, like, hey, why are you mad? What's wrong? And I was like, I'm not mad. What are you talking about? And they're like, well, I saw you playing drums, and you looked really mad. And I realized, oh, that's my focus, concentration, you know, don't mess up look. And it's read, though, by others as I'm mad.
Yeah.
So sometimes I think we have to evaluate, take a look at what is it that we're communicating with our body posture and our face that our words aren't necessarily saying. So think about it. Put the mute button on. maybe even actually record something. I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do this with our team. I'm going to do some recordings.
Oh, man.
And play back and talk
freaking
about
out
what we're saying with our faces.
Make sure to check back next Monday for another installment of PB Mini Bites. For more information or resources from Pastor Brian Dolman, visit his website at northwestleader.com.